The Colorado and Green Rivers flow through Canyonlands National Park, twisting and carving their way through layers of sedimentary rock, sculpting expansive canyons. "This is good for the soul," my dad told me as he stood on the edge of a butte overlooking the Colorado River. "Here, the water, milky with silt, flows gradually through layers of multicolored rock and loops around the butte with a few man-made fire pits scattered across the lifted plain." As I stood behind him, the cool spring winds whistled through the canyon, and after they stopped, there was no noise at all. It was a different kind of silence from when you isolate yourself in a quiet room, a silence that jarred my eardrums, one that left my ears searching for something to hear. Solitude is something that I'm constantly searching for, something I lust after. It's something I try and find every day in the smallest moments, whether that be stepping off the MKT trail during a run to relax next to a creek, or simply isolating myself in my room. And my dad, someone who I've enjoyed years of running, mountain biking, hiking, and camping with, has these same desires. This is what he was talking about when he stood overlooking the river outside of Moab, Utah. Moments like that. Freeing your mind, stepping away from everything, and being alone with yourself. Something most of us forget to do every day. So after a much too long winter in Missouri, we needed to cleanse our souls somewhere unbothered by civilization. On one brisk Saturday morning in March, we loaded up our silver 2016 4Runner with the built-in trunk bed my dad crafted himself, my tent, sleeping bag, the rest of our camping necessities, both of our mountain bikes, and began driving down I-70 West. On our first night in Moab, we searched for a few hours down roads that can only be accessed by four-wheel drive vehicles, the best way to avoid the crowd of tourists in Moab. After a few failures, one remote site being full and one not appealing to our lack of other human standards, I searched the Campendium app on my iPhone and found a spot called Potash Road, a piece of state trust land 21.9 miles southwest of the town of Moab that, according to the reviews, was lacking in cell phone service. Perfect. So with the sun going down and the temperature rapidly dropping, we raced down the Potash Lower Colorado River Scenic Byway, squeezing our way between the Colorado River and the immense, almost perfectly flat orange cliff walls to the remote campsite. When we arrived, four large boulders seemed to have been placed at the entrance, blocking the dirt road into the campground. But to the right of the boulders, tire tracks curved around the blockade, granting access to the road up to the campsite. However, this road was simply two ruts up a small hill with rocks of various sizes sprinkled across it, peeking their way out of the dirt, almost as if their only purpose was to keep people without a lift out of this campground. When we made it up the hill, we found ourselves alone. The wind poured into the canyons, and the sunset made them more vibrant than earlier in the day when the harsh midday sunlight washes out the colors of limestone and sandstone that traveled from distant mountain ranges millions of years ago. Only a few man-made fire pits and an abandoned tent sat atop the seemingly endless floating field. And that was solitude. That was what our souls were searching for.